Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, man, it is Dukes and Bell. We were just talking during the commercial break about the new rule changes for 2024. And we just saw the one of the dudes on the commission, the committee, I should say, for the rules, Rich McKay, who, despite many Falcon fans may or may not know, is still involved in the NFL, Carl. He's still coming up with some of these new rules tweaks. The onside kick, we were just asking, if you're going to have kicking guys, you're going to be kicking with a defense, a kicking team on the 40, receiving team on the 30/35, kicker will be back on his own 35. So whatever happened to the onside kick? Well, we looked it up. The rule means, for the most part, the death of the onside kick. There is a rule tweak, though, Carl, allowing onside kicks in the NFL to be attempted in the fourth quarter. A team trailing in the fourth is allowed to attempt one, though they have to announce their intentions before the play.
Yeah, which means you can't fake it anymore.
Correct.
Yeah.
So there goes that element of surprise. And I saw Rich McKay again speaking about how only two have been successful in the last, 18 or so. Well, that still means it happens. Still means there's a chance, albeit a small one.
Yeah, I mean, we rarely see teams convert that and then go win the game, right?
We had a great stretch with Koo a couple years back that was crazy, if you remember.
Yeah, putting it high. And
right.
But, yeah, I think they realize the kickoffs are more important to get some action there. Mm. So we get that rule change. And the onside kick, where are you going to limit a rule? Well, you can limit the onside kick because they happen so rarely. Right. So I think that's probably the thinking. The other part of this is Cordarrelle Patterson has a new home, Mike.
Yes, Cordarrelle Patterson signs a deal for $6 million with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Of course, Arthur Smith landing there as the OC. He reaches a two-year deal, which probably kind of be similar to what he had here last, maybe one with an option for two, Adam Schefter reporting. So as I said on Twitter, congratulations to C-Flash P84. Hope you can break one, just not against us. The Steelers will be one of our home opponents at Mercedes-Benz this year.
Yeah. Well, now you've got at least two motivated people, okay?
Carl, that's a surface narrative.
Yeah, coming into that game. Listen, CP's a great dude. We had a great time. I know he's from the South. He's still going to be here, living down here. But this is a good move for him, man. And
right.
With the returns now becoming more relevant than they've been, Mike, he adds that element.
Yeah, because remember, he'll have a chance now to, again, with actual kickoffs and, no fair catches. So you got to do something with it. Going to be a lot of fun for him. And I get it. You just said he's a fan favorite. But unfortunately, with the cap space, guys, as you see now, we barely have enough before restructuring. That was just that $6 million kind of a luxury item we couldn't afford.
Oh, that's a convenient narrative.
Come on, Art.
No, it's actually true. And then we also brought in some wide receivers that can, like Ray can actually do some of that work. We got some other dudes that can,
Ray McCloud.
Have got some experience in kick returns as well. Speaking of the Falcons, Raheem Morris was speaking today at the owners' meetings down in Orlando. Speaking of some of the new faces, here's Coach Ra on what is Darnell Mooney bringing to the table.
It's separation. When you're talking about Mooney, you're talking about an elite separator. You're talking about a guy with gas. You're talking about a guy that can run. You're talking about a guy that can get the ball in his hand and make plays. You're talking about the kid, the character. Knowing him from the draft when he came out, on what he was and some of the stuff that he brought to the table when it comes to that. A highly competitive young man. He fired me up with the opportunity to be able to go out and get him. So I could talk about him all day. and some of the stuff that you really love about him. But when you see the guy be able to stand out there at the X position and probably be an elite separator for you, win one some of the one-on-one matchups, some of the 50-50 downs that he turns the other way for you, really fires me up having the opportunity to do that with him.
I mean, we noticed that, you know, at first blush, it was like, Darnell Mooney, it wasn't like it was a household name. You know, you know some of the bigger name wide receivers that were out there. Everybody, to some degree, coveted what the Rams, or the Chargers, I should say, were going to have to give up either through trade or just release it, you know. But those guys, that's also too expensive. To get into Keenan Allen type thing or Mike Williams, that's just too cost prohibitive. So we went via, you know, a move with Darnell Mooney, and we get him. And he's also a guy Kirk Cousins says pretty good. So he's been scouted by our quarterback from his games in the NFC North.
Yeah. I think they're going to be able to use him in packages and different things, but we needed more speed.
Right, and that gets back to the next question for Raheem Morris. Why do you add these receivers as we're trying to look a little more Ram-like?
It's really funny because it's not really just my vision. It's not really just what we had here in place already. We're building a whole new Atlanta offense with Zach Robinson and all those people that I mentioned before, and I thought it was really important that we get threats on all three levels of the field, and Drake provides such a good threat from an underneath standpoint, from a high cross standpoint, from the stuff that he can really do and he done well throughout his career with the toughness that he displays. And I thought putting pieces around him like the Moonies, like the Rondell Moores, and some of the guys that we're to bring in, and even some of the guys that we brought back that were already on our football team, I think those guys fit well within that room. And you got to add to their coach, Ike Hilliard, and some of his thoughts, some of his beliefs, and what he's done in the past, and how we've moved and all the places that we've been, whether it's been Tampa or D.C. or whether it's been L.A., wherever it's been, Atlanta, the first time I was here, all of those things have really been built. And I just got a vision for how that position looks. And I was lucky enough to be around Roddy and Julio Jones and Harry Douglas and keep going, Hardy, and all of those guys. You're talking about Taylor Gabriel. And you had different body types. You had different movement skills. And you want to be able to put all those guys in that room so you can really provide more opportunities for that quarterback to get those guys to football so you can be explosive.
We're looking for speed. You know, we're looking for some speed. And, you know, we mentioned, Ray. Rondell, by the way, has got 22 punt returns in his career and 13 kickoff returns from his time in Arizona. So that's another guy who could throw that role in there, too.
So we have some options. Right. Listen, the return game for us has been weak sauce. It just has. And it's got to get better. And we've got to get more production, better positive field position out of our return game.
Losing Avery Williams killed us.
It hurt.
Because the guys, even what they were instructed to do, they just didn't do.
And no. So
it was bad enough for Desmond Ridder. You had field position was always a struggle. And half the time, those guys would have you behind your own 10-yard line or inside the five sometimes.
That was a big part of it, Mike. So, yeah, but I like the vision. I need to still see how it looks.
Right. Hey, speaking of Desmond Ridder, he said basically he was above board and it was not Ridder demanding a trade. He was cool. Take a listen to Coach Rob.
When we talked about Des and we talked about what his role could be, you know, him potentially being that young person that can play with us as well.
Right.
So we had a vision for him. But you field calls from people all the time about different people, about potential trades and those things. Desmond was a great kid and did not come to us and demand a trade. He did not come to us and do anything like that. He was in working out, doing the things he's supposed to do. The opportunity presented itself for him to get a new start. The opportunity presented for us to add speed to our room and do some things at our receivers part with a guy that I just got finished playing against for the last 4 years that drove me nuts. 3 years, excuse me. But I thought some of those things were the factors. And I thought Desmond went out with class and he was there with class every day. And I had no intent on throwing shots at Des.
Okay. Yeah, keeping it cool. Right, being straight, Rod's not—he's not that kind of dude.
No, but I told you, he wasn't running him out there. It just wasn't happening.
You couldn't do it.
And I don't think Desmond Ridder is a problem. He's never been an issue. That's not been the issue here. But just like with anything, Mike, new regime, new vision. I'm going to bring in my guys, and this is just kind of what it is. But yeah, we wish him nothing but the best. I don't know, Mike, where he finds playing time, because again, Kyler Murray got his big deal out there. Right. If he's healthy, he's gonna be the guy. Maybe Ridder sits for a year or two more, Mike, and then maybe finds a home where he can go play. But I think it's gonna be hard to find some playing time for him.
Yeah, it's just one of those dudes where you wonder if he just becomes kind of like, you know, where's the baseball cap for a couple of years, and you know, it's hard because it'd be younger guys, cheaper options coming up for teams. The contracts aren't going to be there unless he can reestablish himself, and that's going to be difficult. Hey, one last cut from Coach Raheem Morris at the owners' meetings where Arthur Blank also spoke. You'll hear that coming up at 5 o'clock in the Falcon Report. But we want edge rush, right, Coach Ra? Edge rush.
Oh man, I think it's a really deep draft class all around. I think the edge rushers are well known and well documented right now what they can do. It is about how they fit with us and some of the stuff that they can do with us and how they be able to be a part of our football team. But I'm really excited with the opportunity to add some of those type of people at our point in the draft at some point. And when that happens, you never know. because you don't predict those things. But what you want to do is be prepared when you get to those buckets to have people in those spots that you feel really good about taking and adding to your football team so you can go out there and be productive with those guys.
Now, he said at some point, should I read into that?
Yeah, well, that didn't sound like he was going to edge at eight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.